You know what's the number one lie that you're telling yourself about your career? If you're in a career or a job and you know that you're meant for more and there's something out there that you want to do, and you say to yourself, well, I can't change careers because I don't want to go backwards. I can't change career because I can't take a pay cut. I can't change careers because I don't want to make a vertical move. None of these are true. Your skills, your strengths, and what you bring to your current role is 100% transferable into a new role. And today, I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to give you specific examples. I'm going to share a real life story. And after this podcast, if you don't believe that your skills are transferable, I don't know what to say. I'm going to ask you to give me a call because it is simply not true. You can do what you love to do, even if it's a completely different industry. What you bring to the table now, you bring to the table there, and in fact, could even be a competitive advantage. So buckle up, Podsters. We're getting real today.
Are you ready to speak up, stand out, and get your seat at the table? If so, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unmute Yourself, the podcast where you'll get real-life anecdotes and actionable tools for you to step into your strengths, debunk imposter syndrome, truly know your worth, and show up like you own the room every time. I'm your host, Nancy Medoff, who did the thing and followed my passion for empowering women like you to unleash that inner spark and become who you know you are meant to be. I'm a diehard foodie with a raging Skittles habit who will not stop until women everywhere unmute themselves and truly thrive at work, at home, or wherever you may be. Let's do this.
Watchers, I'm coming in hot today, and I'm coming in hot because I'm hot. I'm hot on this subject. I am talking with you today about one of the number one things I hear when I start working with a client, or when a client is hesitating to make the move to do the thing. So this could be changing careers. It could be changing industries. It could be really doubling down on their side hustle. So this is a specific set of circumstances. It's not just about going for promotion. It's when they know that, or you know, that you aren't really fulfilled in what you're doing, but fill in the blank. Ready? But, well, I'm making too much money and I don't want to take a pay cut. I really don't want to lose my benefits and I've worked really hard to get where I am. I don't want to go backwards in my career. I don't even want to make a lateral move. I don't want to lose my network. I worked really hard and I have a lot invested with this company and this industry or this network. So if you have ever thought any of these things, I'm here to tell you that this is not true. It blows my mind when continuously people I work with, people I talk to, people in my keynotes, people I work with one-on-one, they say, well, I just can't take a pay cut right now. Why do we assume that we need to take a pay cut, or that we're going to have to take a pay cut if we change careers or change industries? We assume this because we think we're going to have to start over. You absolutely 100 do not have to start over, and here is why. You don't start over because your skills are transferable. The skills that you have, that your top three strengths, remember, we focus on your top three strengths, and if this is new to you, I go through this in great detail in my book. And because your skills transfer, you don't have to start over. And it's that assumption that really holds a lot of us back. It held me back for a while. Again, a lot of the clients I work with, it holds them back. I hear male, female, executives, middle-level managers, everybody thinks, doesn't matter how experienced you are, that if you want to change your job, your career, if you want to make your side hustle your full-time job, you have to start over. Simply not true. And today we're going to talk about why. So let's debunk the first thing, which is I'm making too much money and I don't want to have to take a pay cut. because your skills are transferable, and I'm going to walk you through how you can tee this up with your potential hiring manager or your new company. Because your skills are transferable, when you make that connection for whoever's hiring you, you can ask for and negotiate the salary you think you deserve. If you don't make the connection, if you go in there and think, well, I mean, you know, I was in this industry and now I'm in this industry, they're kind of the same. And, you know, I'll take a $10,000 pay cut and then I'll work my way back up or whatever the case may be. No. So here's an example. So let's say you're really good at building relationships. Okay. Let's say that's your jam. You're excellent at building relationships. Okay. What is that really about? Building relationships really is about finding common ground. It's about being, you know, listening and understanding other people's priorities. It's about human connection. Right? Building relationships is really about human connection. You tell me one company, one job, one team, or one business on the planet that does not require human connection in order to succeed. All of them do. So I'm great at building relationships. Automatically, I always think about sales, right? That's an automatic connection for me. But think about human resources. If you're great at building relationships, that means that the employees in the company will really trust you and that you'll be able to get under what's happening, what the real story is. Let's say you're great at building relationships and you want a job in project management. You want to go lead a project somewhere. Great. I'm a natural builder in relationships, which means I'm able to bring together many different competing priorities and people with different priorities. I'm able to get everybody on the same page. I'm able to get everybody to find a common purpose. I'm able to move the team towards a common goal. Fill in whatever you want to fill in. And by the way, the book fills all of this in for you. I'll put a link to my book in the show notes if you're new to Unmute Yourself, a podcast. So it doesn't matter. So again, let's say you're in sales and you're great at building relationships. That's probably one of your number one strengths. That's going to translate to anything. That's going to translate to human resources. It's going to translate to running a business. It's going to translate to, I mean, accounting. Like, it doesn't matter. Building relationships is building relationships. Let's take another one. Let's say you're a great communicator. So typically people will think about being a great communicator and they'll think about marketing or advertising or some kind of a PR role or you know, something where you have to communicate out to the public. Think about this for a minute, though. Let's say you're a great communicator. You're a good communicator, which means you're able to clearly communicate solutions to clients. You're a good communicator, which means you're able to clarify and simplify a complex situation so that your customer, your client, your doctors, your internal stakeholders, your external stakeholders can understand. So let's say for those of you that aren't necessarily great at building relationships, maybe you're an introvert or, and I'm not saying introverts aren't good at building relationships, I'm saying, let's just say that's not one of your strong suits. Let's say you're analytical. Great. So people think analytical and they automatically think accounting or finance or something like that. No. I'm analytical, which means I constantly look for patterns, connections, and root causes. This enables me to be objective, logical, and rigorous. Okay, who wouldn't want somebody that's objective, logical, and rigorous? I'm highly analytical, which means I can really take a complex project and I can help you save time and resources because I can break that down and I can make it easily manageable for all of the people involved in the project or whatever you want to say. So being analytical, it's not just about being in finance or being in accounting or whatever the case may be. So these are the hardcore tactical, I'm a good communicator, I'm great at building relationships, I'm an analyst. Let's talk about something a little bit more lofty or a little bit more woo-woo, okay? Let's say one of your strengths, and I encourage you to really think about this. I also have the high five strengths test as part of my programming. And if you're in my email community, you get this in one of your initial emails. So if you haven't joined my email community yet, it's free. I will, it's called my confidence community, and I'll put a link in the show notes. And you'll get this strengths test, and it'll identify your biggest strengths. So let's say one of your greatest strengths is you are naturally curious, okay? Stay with me. This is, you know, and this is not an industry-specific strength. You're naturally curious, which means you like to ask a lot of questions. And because you ask a lot of questions, you're really able to get to the truth of the matter quickly. Okay, great. Let's say you're naturally curious, which means you ask a lot of questions and you're able to remove obstacles before they become major hurdles. This ensures flawless execution or you know, whatever you want to say. I'm naturally curious, which inspires me to ask a lot of questions, resulting in a variety of perspectives so that I can gain support, I can remove obstacles, and in doing so, we can achieve our team, our company, our organizational goal. So I want you to think about two things. One, your specific industry-specific skills, they are transferable. And also, the other skills, the other strengths that you bring to the position is 1,000% transferable. I'm going to give you a real life example. One of my first clients, and I so hope she's listening, she, an event planner, and she wanted to change her career. She wanted to pivot. I said, well, what is it about event planning that you like? Certainly, it's not simply picking out tablecloths. I mean, sure, that's fun, but there's got to be more to it that you like. What we uncovered was that she likes being behind the scenes. She likes orchestrating things. She likes making sure all the details are covered. Bingo, right? That's it. That is really, she's not an event planner. This is why she likes to be an event planner. So take that perspective. She understands her strengths now. And instead of looking for a role as an event planner, she changed her mindset and she changed her perspective from looking for a job to wanting to spend time in her day, you know, the biggest chunk of her day, doing what she loves to do. So instead of focusing on, I want to go be an event manager, she began prioritizing tasks and environments that allowed her to pay attention to the detail, be behind the scenes, and orchestrate things. She didn't end up as an event planner. She ended up working at the embassy as an assistant to one of the ambassadors, one of the non-US ambassadors. So think about the change here. She's thinking, I'm going to go be an event manager. And because she was able to show the hiring manager that her skills were transferable, she was able to get this job that she never would have even thought about in the first place, and where she's doing something completely different. She's re-energized, she's renewed, she loves it, and she never would have been able to make that connection. Which brings me to my last point. If you can't make the connection for the hiring manager, they're not going to make the connection. So the key here is you have to make the connection for them. And if you do, I believe it's a competitive advantage. Here's what I mean by that. You can't simply go in and say, I'm a great communicator, which means I'm able to break down complex tasks so that everyone can be on the same page. That's great, right? Remember the so what? Those of you that have been through my training, those of you that have read the book, you have to tie back the so what. And when you're specific to the company, you make the connection for the hiring manager. You can't just leave it as, I'm a great communicator, which means I'm able to break down complex issues so that everybody's on the same page. Why does that matter? Where's the so what? So let's say you're in the hospitality industry and you want to change your career and go work for a software sales company. I'm a great communicator, which means I'm able to break down complex problems so that everybody's on the same page. This is especially helpful when we need our clients to understand our very complex software system and how it immediately impacts them and their business. Boom, right? You make the connection for the hiring manager. So they don't need to go into their boss and sell their boss on the fact, well, this person used to be in hospitality and now they're coming over to software sales. And I think, you know, well, I think this skill transfers. They can go in and give a very specific pointed example. And I recommend that you do this in the interview, you do this in your cover letter, and you do this in your thank you follow-up email or written communication, whichever the case may be. When you make the connection for them, it is a no-brainer. And when it's a no-brainer, they're going to advocate for you. They're going to get you the salary you're looking for. They're going to get you the benefits you're looking for. They're going to get you the title that you're looking for, and they're going to get everything that you want. So that sums up my strong desire to make sure that we talked about this today if you're working in the corporate world. if you are in your own business, you already know your skill transfer because you wouldn't be in your own business if you didn't know that they did. What I find troubling is when people who want to make their side hustle their full-time job, when they say to me, well, I can't lose my benefits, which is very real. I get that, right? They don't want to leave their company because they have great benefits. And by benefits, I'm talking about health. Okay? Here's a truth bomb. You can get a decent healthcare plan for, let's say, $1,000 a month in most states in the United States. You can get a good healthcare plan for $1,000 a month for yourself. So all you need to do is factor in, you need to cover $12,000 in your business for your healthcare. So depending on what kind of business you're in, if you're selling bracelets, if you're a public speaker, if you're consulting on projects, if you're, you know, whatever the case may be, if you're making widgets, you figure out how many widgets do I need to sell to cover that $12,000? And then you look at the reality of, oh, it is not that bad. Every single person I talk to who goes out on their own, they say, I wish I had done it earlier. And one of the things that was holding them back was this misperception that they wouldn't be able to get healthcare. Yes, you can get healthcare. I'm telling you the facts right now. And $1,000 is actually, that's a decent healthcare plan. If you want to scale it back, you can get it for even less. One of my clients recently that I worked with last fall, we mapped it out. And she was like, oh my God, it's only $12,000. I said, it's only $12,000. That's one project for her. So she knows that if she has two projects a month, one of those projects, that money is all allocated for healthcare. So it's letting the fear of the unknown and making assumptions hold you back. That to me is the tragedy. Your skills are transferable. You can find a way to make healthcare work for you if you're going out on your own. Again, the difference is you need to make that connection. You need to believe it and you need to be able to articulate it. So Podsters, that's my mini podcast for today. It's a short but powerful one. I really want to make sure because we're in Q1, we're in the last part of February. Spring is when a lot of people now, they've received their annual bonus. They are starting to look for new jobs. Review season is oftentimes in March. And I want to make sure that you feel really good that your skills are transferable. If you need help, shoot me a note. If you want to work with me one-on-one, I have the application in the show notes. I am here for you. The book is full of this information. My email community is full of this information. Your podcasts are full of this information. We have a ton of resources for you. And when you're ready to really do it, I'm here for you. I'm here for you because I have never looked back. With that, my Podsters, peace out. Have a great rest of the week, and I will see you next week.
That's a wrap, Podsters. And before we go, I ask you, what's one thing from today's episode that you'll use this week to unmute yourself? DM me, email me, send a smoke signal, whatever you need to do. Let me know what you're going to do differently. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with someone you know and leave a 5-star review on Apple. This helps me spread our message of empowerment to more people worldwide. Let's do this.